Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist. Today, I'm talking about resilience with Dr. Ken Ginsberg, a pediatrician specializing in adolescent medicine at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. He is also the author of Building Resilience in Children and Teens, Giving Kids Roots and Wings, published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. In this next segment, we discuss where stress comes from and how to deal with it.
Stress exists for a reason, and it exists because we all come from the jungle, and we're all meat, right? So it's all about preparing our body to be able to run from the tiger. And that's what stress feels like. So one of the most important things for a human being to do is to really, when they're stressed, to really ask themselves, is this a real tiger? Is this worth mounting every bit of my energy and my fear? Do I need to run, or is this a paper tiger, something that can't really hurt me? It just feels like it can. Because if you can be able to distinguish between paper tigers and real tigers, then you're going to be able to manage stress much, much better.
Mm-hmm. That part of the book reminded me of something my brother pointed out to me once. He was like, you know, now when you get mad, you can move your toe 3 inches in your car or move your index finger a millimeter on your mouth. There's no physical expression of, you know, that nothing we do allows our bodies to react to our frustration or our fear.
Your brother is a genius. The stress hormones that are circulating around your body, what they're doing is they're saying to you, oh my God, there's a tiger, run for it. And when you don't run, those hormones circulate unused and confused, and they chew us up alive. So much of chronic disease is based on the fact that we haven't used up our hormones. Mm-hmm. So the hormone that runs through your body when you're really stressed is called adrenaline. And if you run, then your body receives the message, wow, you escaped that tiger, good work. And when you don't run, then you still believe the tiger's lurking. And as a result, you are ready to be able to jump at any moment. What do you have to do to be able to jump at any moment? You need your blood pressure to stay high. That, therefore, another hormone comes into play, which is called cortisol. Cortisol helps your blood pressure stay high by making you eat more, drink more water, and drink more salt so that you can leap at the tiger that's still lurking that you never ran from. Well, guess what? Cortisol, when it makes you gain weight and when it makes you eat more salt, that increases your risk for heart disease, for diabetes, for increased blood pressure, for strokes. So your brother had a lot of wisdom there. Exercise is one of the keys to managing stress because it really tells us we've done what we were supposed to do. We escaped and we survived.
You have a lot of strategies for dealing with stress and helping kids deal with stress in your book. Maybe you can talk about some of the different steps.
Why don't we in 3 minutes go through the whole plan that I wrote for the American Academy of Pediatrics. I did a lot of research into kind of the literature on what works to help people manage stress. And the bottom line is you need some strategies that help you deal with emotions. You need some strategies that help you tackle problems. And you need some strategies that just make you go on a little vacation and forget about it. And what we need is a combination of all of those strategies so that you can make healthy ways of being able to manage stress. So the first thing you need to do, going backwards, is say, what is stressing me out? Do I deserve or do I need to be as stressed as I am? And if not, sometimes that's enough. It's just that kind of gentle reminder to yourself. But when you're dealing with problems, there's really 3 things that I want you to be thinking about. The first is breaking big problems into small pieces. The challenge is for human beings to understand that every mountain is just a series of hills. And when I climb up on the very first one, the top doesn't seem so scary. So it's about making lists, it's about breaking things down and coming up with timelines. The second strategy is to avoid some problems altogether. You know, just because something is stressful doesn't mean you have to face it. You know, if I'm getting a kid back on the streets after he's been using drugs, I help him think through, what are the people that stress you out? What are the things that stress you out? What are the places that stress you out? So that he understands his triggers and he knows what to avoid. We can teach children and teenagers, and for that matter ourselves, right now to think through your problems and decide which ones you just want to let go or which ones you can avoid. The third strategy is, in fact, letting go of some stuff so that you can actually conserve your energy, so that you can actually save it to fight the good fight when you know that you can win, and not waste it on things that you can't change. You can't change the weather. There's no reason to be upset about it, but you can take control over other situations. Next, you got to take care of your body. And how do we take care of our body? Through the exercise that we already talked about. We burn up our stress hormones by saying, I've run from the tiger. So you exercise when you most need it, and you exercise every day anyway just to keep in shape, because a stronger body can withstand stress. But you also need to know how to relax. And the core of relaxation, it's about breath. Breathing actually transforms the body into a relaxed state. Similarly, we need to know how to sleep well, which is kind of beyond the scope of a podcast, but detailed pretty well in the book, as is nutrition. Next, we have to deal with the emotional pieces. Sometimes you want to forget about it, but you want to have healthy ways of forgetting about it, like reading a book, working on a hobby, going for a walk, taking those instant vacations, as opposed to the unhealthy ways of forgetting about it, like taking drugs or drinking alcohol. But sometimes you have to work on the hard stuff, the emotional stuff. And that means you need some skills or some strategies to be able to let out your emotions so that they don't, like, stay inside chewing you up alive. And things that you can do are things like talking to someone who's earned your trust, writing it out in a journal, prayer, all of the creative arts. All of the things that say, you know what, I'm not letting it swim inside of me anymore. I've expressed it through art, through music, through sculpture, through dance, through photography. Next, something that we're particularly good at, laughter. You know, why are so many comedians Jewish? Because we learned to let go of our emotions in this way. We learned to deal with pain by making people laugh and by giving them that refresh button. Flip side of laughter is crying. And then finally, there's one piece left, which we've talked about previously, which is contribution. I want every kid to have a plan about how they're making their community better, how they're making the world better, and what they're doing for their family. Because when you can put yourself in the context of supporting other people, you will understand that if you can help other people with their problems, you can also get through things on your own. You're also more likely to surround people who recognize the goodness in you, and that might have more value than anything else in being able to manage life's adversities. So it's a 10-part plan. It's not a 10-step plan. You don't have to go in order. You just have to have a repertoire. And you also don't need for a kid to have everything. So this isn't, you know, you don't have to give your kid art lessons and music lessons and have them on the football team and the lacrosse team. You just need something in each category so that when life gets hard, and it will, you reach for something that's productive, and it's something that will end up leading to relief instead of something that will just mask your emotions for a few minutes but end up destroying you later.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast, find more resources, including links and discussion guides, and let us know what you think at urj.org/parents.